Before I get to the questions, though, we need to note yesterday what happened in Dixon, Illinois.
Yeah, well, we had heroic action by a Dixon police officer who's been working in the school as a resource officer, as a security safety officer. There was a shooter got into the school. He got off a couple of rounds. Fortunately, he didn't hit any students, any teachers. But the police officer shot him, took him down, and stopped him right in his tracks. That is heroic. That is exactly what should be happening to defend our students and our teachers and protect them across America. I called the officer. His name is Mark Dallas. As soon as I heard, I called him to leave him a message and congratulate him and say thank you. God bless him on behalf of all the people of Illinois. Thank you for protecting our teachers and our students and our schools. That's exactly what should be happening. And that's the reason that I, when I proposed my public safety package earlier this week, I included in there the ability for schools to access local sales tax revenue to fund resource officers, security officers for their schools, so we can protect our schools from these violent criminals.
It's interesting because, Governor, I couldn't help but see yesterday's Dixon event without using the filter of the proposal in Springfield to remove police officers and replace them with counselors.
Yes, that's exactly wrong. Well, it's fine for schools to have counselors as well, being proactive to deal with mental illness and mental health issues. That's good and appropriate. And that was also included in my public safety proposal. I said, let's free up local sales tax revenue so schools have the choice, if they choose to have a resource officer, a security-trained police officer person, as well, if they also want mental health professionals, that would be great. I've supported that as well.
You know, when you proposed in this public safety amendatory veto the return of the death penalty, of course, a moratorium placed in 1999 by then-Governor George Ryan, this death penalty proposal, I think it caught a lot of people by surprise.
Well, it's the right thing to do. I have always, my entire life, believed that there are certain crimes that are so atrocious, so vicious, premeditated, horrible crimes that the person who commits the crime deserves to give up their life. I have always believed that. And in my public safety proposal, of the six proposals, one of them was to bring back the death penalty for criminals who kill a police officer or criminals who commit a mass murder and kill multiple people. Those are so vicious, horrible crimes that I believe anyone that is convicted of those crimes, beyond any doubt, should give up their life. I believe that's the right thing to do. It's justice, and justice should be served.
Departments of Correction officers, too?
I am very, yes. The answer is yes. Anyone who's a law enforcement officer, the answer is yes.
You know, when it comes to when you were on the program a while back, you announced here that you were going to veto the gun store legislation. Well, you did that later that day. And now we have another gun store piece of legislation coming into, I believe, the Senate. And they say this new proposal addresses your concerns about it being burdensome. It's $1,000 for 5 years, but still all the regulations in there.
Yes. No, This is the sort of legislation that comes out of the General Assembly under Madigan's Democrats that really, it just creates hassles for businesses and honest business owners. It just red tape and filings and fees and regulations. And it really doesn't improve public safety. And it doesn't really stop criminals. This is the kind of legislation that really, it's more for headlines than it is to really keep the people of Illinois safe.
You know, Tom Miller's rule for life number three is people do things for two reasons, the good reason and the real reason. That's what we're talking about here?
That's exactly right. This is political grandstanding and grabbing for headlines rather than trying to get real improvements for the people of Illinois. That happens far too often with Madigan, the Democrats, in the General Assembly. I'll say, Tom, one other important piece I want to bring up for your listeners that's in our public safety package. I strongly recommend that we get truth in sentencing. Far too often, our prosecutors in court, when they're going after criminals, they cut plea bargain deals and let violent criminals get off with much reduced sentences, or they let them get out early. with these plea bargain deals. And in our package, what we're asking is that the prosecutors who do this publicly write and state why they're cutting a plea deal or why they're giving a much reduced sentence for someone, for a violent criminal. We've got to stop getting violent people back on the streets so easily and so early to keep our citizens safe. And I want to make sure that everybody knows when these prosecutors are cutting deals and letting people out early, I want them to explain it and defend their position.
Well, you know, and I've read that, and I think people would sometimes be appalled seeing how frequently there's, recidivism is a big problem, isn't it? You know, my phone line's been burning up, my email's burning up about a proposal for a 1% property tax across the board in the state of Illinois to pay pension debt.
That is so outrageous, so terrible. I don't know who came up with that half-baked idea. It was apparently some economists at the Federal Reserve in Chicago. We don't need more taxes in Illinois. No way. And we've already got the highest property taxes in America. We're not going to tax our hardworking families and their homes anymore. That's ridiculous. What we got to do is grow more jobs in Illinois, make our economy more competitive and attractive, and get more good-paying jobs and higher family incomes and expand our tax base. And then we'll get more tax revenue. We don't need to raise tax rates. We need to raise economic growth.
You know, many people may not know. I think, in fact, if I'm stepping out of line here, I hope not, that you're in Quincy now. You announced yesterday $3 million matching funds coming from the city, finding an alternate water source to address this issue of Legionnaires at the VA.
Yeah, no, that's right. I'm sitting, actually, I'm in at the Quincy Veterans Home. I'm having breakfast with the veterans this morning. I love our veterans. They're our heroes. My whole life I've been an advocate for veterans. And I love coming here to Quincy. I stayed here for a week last January. I stayed overnight here last night. I was playing board games with the vets and playing cards and telling stories. These guys are so great. They're awesome. They're our heroes. And they're World War II vets and Korean War vets and Vietnam vets. These guys are awesome. And I'm here because to show how much all the people of Illinois care about these veterans and veterans everywhere in Illinois and across America. But I also was here to announce yesterday, we've got to take every action we can to try to keep our veterans safe from these Legionella bacteria. You know, Legionella is a form of bacteria that causes pneumonia. It's one of the things that can cause pneumonia. And we've had Legionella come out of the Mississippi River where the water source has been, get in the pipes here in the Quincy Veterans Home, which is 120 years old, 130 years old, and then occasionally infect veterans because they have weakened immune systems. So we've put in filters, we've heated the water, we chemically treat it, but occasionally still some veterans are getting infected. So we've taken it even beyond what any of the experts have said. I came here to say we're going to get completely different water coming in here. We're not going to use the Mississippi River water anymore like Quincy has done for 170 years. We're going to dig a clean water deep well where the water is colder and has been already filtered by sand and gravel, so we can have cleaner water to do everything we can to keep our veterans safe.
You know, I read yesterday about an agreement in the GOP for leadership. Mr. Snyder remains in the chairman position. This was goes up, I believe, for a vote on Saturday, and I was wondering if that is emblematic, symbolic of a sealing of the rift after the divisive primary with Jeannie Ives, and is a health indicator for the governor for the GOP going into the November election. What are your thoughts here on this?
Yeah, well, I love seeing everybody coming together and working together and forming partnerships and alliances. That's all good. You know, we need all Republicans to be united, but frankly, we need independent voters united and good reform-minded Democrats who know our system is broken. We all need to come together. The people of Illinois, all of us need to unite, because you know what? This election really isn't a partisan election. This election is going to be for the future of our state and our kids and grandkids. It's about the people of Illinois against a corrupt political machine run by Mike Madigan out of Chicago. He's running that machine for the benefit of the political insiders. And his crony, J.B. Pritzker. Pritzker is Madigan's choice for governor. Pritzker has funded Madigan. He uses his law firm to dodge his property taxes. Pritzker funded Blagojevich, tried to cut a deal on the Senate seat with Blagojevich. Pritzker is a corrupt Chicago machine insider. We've got to stand strong against him, defeat him and Madigan, so we can get a better future for everyone in Illinois, bring our taxes down, grow more jobs, and stop the corruption.